Netflix Cloud Gaming has officially arrived.
Well, technically, it has arrived in Canada and the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, gamers like myself over in America are just like,
who do you think you are? We made you, Netflix. I ordered your DVDs. You know how awkward that stage was? House of Cards? Yeah, I watched every season of that one, including the last one. And you're gonna pick the United Kingdom and Canada over us? Guess who's definitely not watching the next season of Nailed It? Now, if you're not aware, Netflix gaming is something that has been kind of going on behind the scenes for quite a while now. However, primarily, the main way to experience it is by using your mobile device. But Netflix has sure enough been building a pretty solid library of nearly 80 games, ranging from things like card games, dating simulators, kids games, racing games, or even some pretty awesome RPG games. But the big news for Netflix is now that gaming experience will be moving to televisions, laptops, and computers. With Netflix revealing that the company will be rolling out a limited beta test for users in Canada and the United Kingdom, where they will be able to stream video games via the cloud to their televisions, laptops, computers, and mobile browsers. And look, this is big for a couple reasons. One, previously Netflix games, all of them, had to be downloaded to your mobile device. However, now with the benefit of cloud gaming, pretty soon Netflix's library of games will be available to anyone just by the click of a button. But the second reason I find this really cool for Netflix is by them bringing their games to television, it opens up Netflix gaming to a brand new audience of gamers who like playing on big screens and they're not really open to playing video games on their phones. Now, when it comes to the topic of like how and where can I access this beta, users in the participating countries will be able to go to netflix.com and partake in the beta test, where initially Netflix will be offering Oxenfree and Molehue's Mining Adventure to play on Netflix via the cloud. And something interesting that I found in this entire thing is Netflix did confirm that for computer and laptop players, you will be able to use your mouse and keyboard when playing games on Netflix Cloud Gaming. Something that Xbox Cloud Gaming still, for some reason, hasn't been able to accomplish. I mean, GG Netflix. Now, for the gamers who decide to play on television, Netflix has created a remote app that can be used to play the games that are being streamed to your television, which is definitely cool. Like, I know Amazon's got a similar thing for Luna, but I gotta say, I definitely hope we see Bluetooth support come to this pretty quickly with like Xbox and PlayStation controllers. Let me use the controllers I already own and like when it comes to cloud gaming on Netflix. Or just throwing this out there, what would be super cool is if Netflix used Stadia's old bridge mode technology, which took their digital controller on the phone and allowed me to connect a controller via USB into my phone and immediately control what was ever on my television, whether or not that controller could connect to the TV or not. Google Stadia did a lot of things wrong, but that one piece of technology, really cool. Now, on the topic of compatibility, Netflix did confirm that the TVs where this will be available are on Amazon Fire TV streaming media players, Chromecast with Google TV, LG TVs, Nvidia Shield TVs, Roku devices and Roku TVs, Samsung smart TVs, and of course, Walmart on devices. Which, I mean, is great news all around, but unfortunately, for this gamer living in the United States, it's a waiting game. Just waiting on you, Netflix.